We're already halfway down the page on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara had, brings another Mishnah, and we'll explain it based on the Mishnah that we've already quoted. We have a Mishnah in the 17th paragraph of the Seches Kevim. Kol Klei Balibatim, any Kli Eitz that belongs to a Balabayis, if it becomes Tamei, Shi'uron Karimonim. The shear that would lose the that would make it lose its shame Kli, and therefore become Tahar, is if it has a hole in it that Rimonim would fall out of it. That's when we say it's unusable. If pomegranates would just fall right through the holes in the kli, so then it's an unusable kli, and therefore it's no longer a kli as far as tuma is concerned. So boy chizke needs nikav kimotzi zayis ustamo the chazav nikav kimotzi zayis ustamo asher shlima lemotiv imon mahu. What if it keeps having smaller holes and you keep patching up the smaller holes, but by the time you finish patching up all the holes, if you would have combined all of those holes together, it would have been big enough to let a rimon out. It's just that a rimon never actually falls out of this kli because you keep patching it up. You keep repairing it. Do we say that it's like a brand new kli now and therefore it's no longer tameh? Or do we say, no, this kli never had a moment where it was not usable, so and therefore it remains tameh? Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shani Salanu, Rabbi, you're the one that taught us the Mishnah, Sandal Shivska Achas Mi'aznavet Tikna Tameh Midras, that if one of the aznayim of the sandal falls off and you fix it, it's tameh midras. Nifsuka Shniya V'tikna, then the second one snaps and you fix it, Tarmin Midras, Tame Tamei Maga Midras, it's no longer Tamei Midras. We said, Maishna Rishona Da Kaima Shniya, why is it when the first one falls off, it's still Tamei, because the second one's still there? Well, Shniya Nami Yom Sakan Rishona, by the time the second one falls off, the first one has been fixed already, so it's still there. So why is it not Tamei Midras? And you explained, Panam Chadashas Ba'olikan, that piece by piece, you repaired the entire shoe, you replaced every element of the shoe, and therefore, even though there was never a moment where it was unusable, it's a brand new shoe. Hachanami Panam Chadashas Ba'olikan, so the same over here, piece by piece. You made this into a brand new kli, even though there was never a moment that a rimon would have fallen out of it. Kari Alei, less din bar inish. So he said about him, about Rabbi Yochanan, he's not human, he's like a malach, that he's able to answer like that. Igad amrik shidon vein bar inish. Or he meant to say, no, this is a man, you know, this, to give such an answer. Either way, it seems to be a compliment. So the Gemara brings a memra about this very issue. Am Rabbi Zera, am Rav bar zimuna, im rishona b'nei malachim, anu b'nei anashim. If the earlier generations were like the sons of angels, then we are the sons of men. Im rishona b'nei anashim, anu kechamorim. If they were like the sons of men, then we're like donkeys. V'lo kechamor shal v'chanin Mendoza, and not even like good donkeys, not like the chamor of v'chanin Mendoza that was stolen and would not eat the food that the ganavim tried to feed it because the mice weren't taken from it. V'shal Rav Pinchas ben Yair, nor the chamor of Rav Pinchas ben Yair that would not eat food that mice were not taken from. El kishar chamor, we mean like regular donkeys. V'nodos yayim v'shemen. Then the Mishnah said that a woman is allowed to tie her shirt together, but people are also allowed to tie the coverings over jugs of wine and oil. So it's more pshita. Isn't it obvious that you're allowed to tie such things on Shabbos? Meaning you retie it and untie it every single day. So it's not at all a kesher shel kayama. So it's more l'tzricha di istay tarti uni. Now we're talking about a beggar that has two aznayim. There are two openings that they double over, and each of them is enough to pull out the wine from. So I might have thought that you leave one tie per permanently, and the other one is the one that you'll be doing and undoing. So Kamashmalan, that's why he has to tell me that we're not chushish for that, and you're allowed to tie both of them. Kederish Shalbasar. Then we said a woman is allowed to tie, a person is allowed to tie the covering of a Kederish Shalbasar. So Pshita, isn't that also obvious? It's something that's constantly tied and untied. Let's see how this way, Shalacha. Now that we're talking about a Kedera that has another opening, so Mazatim Betulim Aftala, Kamashmalan. I might have thought that since there are two openings, you're only going to retie and untie one of them, but the other one you're going to leave closed at all times, and therefore that should be asur to tie. So kamash milan that we're not choshish for such a thing. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov omer koshrin. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says you're allowed to tie a rope in front of an animal to prevent the animal from escaping. So pshita, isn't that also something that's done all the time? Sorry, we're talking about a case where it's tied. There were two ropes tied along the width of the doorway. So ma'od the tema. Same havamina that you would leave one tied permanently. Kamashmalan that we're not choshish for such things. Amar Yosef Amar Gdor Mishmol Halach Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. We pass on Rav Elazar ben Yaakov that you're allowed to tie in front of the behema so it doesn't escape. Amar Le Abaye Halacha Mechal Depligi. Paskining makes it sound like it's a machlokes. Amar Le Maynach Kalachmina. What difference? doesn't make if there's a machlokas or not. Either way, if the Tana Kama is cholik or not cholik, so if we're going to say that the halacha is like Rav Ben Yaakov, if there is a machlokas, then of course the halacha is going to be like Rav Ben Yaakov if there's not a machlokas. So I'm like, Gemara's Martate. He says, what do you mean, what's nafkamina? Everything has to have a nafkamina? You think the Gemara is just a song that doesn't matter the words that you say? Meaning we need to know what all the shittos are. We need to organize and figure out all of the shittos. So that's part of our responsibility as Lomdei Torah. So that's why we have to know what the halacha is. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph next time.